Sports.com. And we're back. Thank you very much for listening and tuning in once again. This is, of course, Gentlemen by Choice on CliffCentral.com. And I'm not alone. I've always got my two gentlemen right here with me. It is
Simpiwe Petros
and Lesego Mapala.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say my name. My name is Weza, that guy. It's a lovely day. I mean, South Africa right now, well, not, I can't speak for the whole of South Africa, but Pretoria and Johannesburg right now, a little bit sunny, actually not too cold. I didn't feel like it was too cold today, but I do indeed have a little bit of a cold, like a little bit of a cold.
Bro, I can actually hear it.
You can hear it?
It's kind of awkward, is it? It's not like you, bro.
Yes. Oh, no. No, the thing is, I mean, even voiceover artists get sick as well, man. And you have to imagine, that's like our job, like your money is now tainted. I mean, I had to do a voiceover this morning for Mzansi Magic, actually. So I'm hoping that when you guys listen or watch Mzansi Magic, you don't kind of pick it up like, ah, he's sick today. Ah, I got him. I got him. So, I mean, just for the kids, when I record it today, it's not going to play today. It's going to play a little bit later. So you'll never know when I was sick, Baba. You'll never know.
Can I just say, though, it's great to have the gentleman back in studio. Last week was like an estrogen overload out here. It was so real.
But I feel like you like it, though, because
it was so
the
great,
thing
bro.
Is, you the only person that always insists, can we please have some more girls in the studio?
Guys.
Can we please? With the yellow bone, bro. Like, I didn't get to see the pictures. Were they yellow bones?
Baba. There was There wasn't the occasional yellow bone that we normally have, but it was a great view. Let me just
what
put it like
what are you trying to say about the ladies that were here last night?
No, they were great. They're focused ladies. They're mothers, and they're going places. But you know my kind of taste was not yet. They're just for
Oh my god!
My kind of taste was not around. It's alright though. It was alright.
But you know it's winter, so you can't blame Superior.
Hey guys,
nah, I get you. It's cold. It's cold actually. Okay, no, it's cool.
I feel like Lisa understands me.
No, it's cool. I see you.
You've been cold as well, man. Oh my goodness me. Lesego, you were gone last week due to medical reasons. Are you, tell us, man, are you fine? Are you okay? We were all worried, man. Like, the whole world was like, almost lost the big one.
I said Lesego went to find himself. I was not going to go into details. So you're alive, Lesego. You good, man?
No, I'm good. Good. Just a minor op, right?
Yeah.
But actually, last week was a small one. On the 4th, of July, they're just giving me now for the 4th of July, is another surgery, just a follow-up as well. But I mean, it's nothing life-threatening, nothing hectic. Just you know when they find like a growth that the doctor's just not comfortable with and they just want to cut out. That's all it is really.
Okay.
So I mean we're solid, obviously. I mean like I keep telling people, dude, when I die, it's gonna be like a 14 car pileup. It's gonna be like the biggest thing like to hit that. It's gonna be like something massive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know when you're gonna go to hospital and die. Like that's so boring. Like really?
You don't wanna die in your sleep.
This is how you end up, really?
So you wanna go out with a bang.
With a bang, son. What die in your sleep for who? No, I don't have time for that.
Yes, you know, it's proper, man. Yo, where's the house, Cape Town, bro?
Hey, man, Cape Town was nice and relaxing. It's so weird. It's as if Cape Town is not part of South Africa.
It's not. Bro. No, it's not.
Yo.
It's not part of South Africa.
It's another world, eh? It's
totally a different world. I was at the V&A waterfront. It was amazing. Stellenbosch. I think Stellenbosch is like the South African France. It just has to be. It's got everything, the wine farms, the history, the fantastic scene of the mountains, everything. I mean, I think even the trees are busy modeling there, man. Like, you can take a picture of a cedary and the trees are busy posing like, yeah, selfie mode, pout, pout, pout.
So trees are flexing out there, yes.
Everything. And I think actually with some of these wine farms, I was at one of the wine farms and I think they actually plant the things in such a way that it ends up painting this amazing scenery and this picture. Cause honestly, everything looked like it was there for a reason. Then there's like a little bridge that you don't even know who passes through that bridge. It's not even meant to be, helpful. It's just supposed to be there for the picture.
You know what the funny thing is though? They spend all this time making this wine and this wine gets to Joburg and we're like, what? Open the bottle.
Interesting enough, I also realized that there's a bit of a cultural difference between the people from Cape Town and the people from Johannesburg.
Yeah.
In that in Cape Town, there's way more restaurants than there are clubs. Around the University of Stellenbosch, for instance, you'd find a lot of restaurants and eateries and places with wines and this and that. And here, look at Pretoria. Yeah. It's just the square, Baba. And there's club upon club upon club.
But you know, it's because we get straight down to business. People in Cape Town just eat all day. That's all they do. And they relax and they're not going anywhere.
They eat, drink, and be merry.
Relax, guys.
That's all they do.
It's supposed to be about the finer things in life. And that's what happens in Cape Town. People relax and they think about life and they, you know, smell wine and they do all these fun and exciting things.
It's an old age home for like wealthy people.
So as I said last week, you guys went to find yourselves. I feel like Wizza went to find himself the wines and everything. The way he's talking, he's speaking like some other kind of person. I was like, is this the same guy? I don't know what's happening.
All I'm saying is Cape Town is the place to be.
Yeah, it's a great place for holiday, but I don't know if I could like live there or work
there. It's amazing to actually retire there. No. I think it's an amazing place to like retire to and say, oh, I'm done. Another thing I picked up is, I mean, at the V&A waterfront, you will find 0% poor people. No one will beg. There is nobody. And they literally went and I think they actually made apparently there's actually a court order that they won and then they removed everybody that looks a bit shady.
They were supposed to do that around the country, especially, I know with the
World Cup, no?
Not even for the World Cup. You know the guys that sell like stuff at the robots?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, a bill was supposed to be a party. Those guys are not supposed to be there because a lot of those guys are the guys doing smash and grab, especially around Joburg. Mm. So I don't know what happened with that. It was supposed to be implemented, I'm sure, like a couple of years.
But like, I think some of the, like, for instance, the Nyaope guys, the Bozo, those guys are, they're so slow that they wouldn't want to do any organized crime. They're like, Bozo, come here, Bozo, reverse, Bozo, those guys are like, they are innocent people, man. All they can steal is like some metal, like they'll just come to your house and then they'll just see a drain and they'll take the drain and go sell it for scrap metal. They literally just look for, you know, loose lying metal. Other than that, those guys are chilled, man. They're
it sounds
like
they're the scavengers. Boss,
come here. Boss, reverse. Boss.
That was funny.
And then your car crashes. They're like, boss, come see what you have done.
Oh my gosh. No, where's that? Like, I don't know. I think this blockage in your nose, like, it's making you sound like another person. Boss, come here. No, man, it's proper stuff, eh? So guys, I'm glad you're back, to be honest. Like, I think it's great that we're in studio today and, our guest today is you. It's me, it's Lesego, it's Wizza. And it's a day where we get to know each other, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think we're just keeping it here. We're keeping it here.
Just keeping it intimate today.
Well, the reason really is because it's about high time we've pretty much been here for like, what, has it been like 2-3 months now? Is it?
Permanently for 2-3 months. Yeah. It's almost a year. Yeah.
Whoa, man. That sounds deep. So it is about high time we just get to know who's Lesego. What's Lesego about? I mean, we kind of pick it up here and there, but we also want to know, I mean, what are some of the really cool things about Simpiwe? What does he not like? Mm. What does he look like? Okay, well, not what he looks like, but how does he sound in the morning when there's no food at home and he's just gotten up?
Hey, Baba. That's, you don't want to know that person. I feel like I don't know him also because he's a very moody character.
Yeah.
Mornings are not ideal. Like, can they?
So, I mean, now about all these things that we don't know yet about you gentlemen. Simpiwe, I'm going to start with you. So I know this cousin of yours that has, you know, released a little bit of classified information.
Okay.
Wes has done his research.
I do my research. I know about these things, yo. So, I mean, apparently after a bad breakup, you have some remedial therapy. Would you care to share? What do you do after a bad breakup?
Well, it's not what I do, but what people do around me. So it's very interesting because when I broke up with my previous girlfriend, my cousin was actually around, and I think she knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And as this thing is coming, she's busy like in the kitchen preparing some breakup Milo. And you'd never think that Milo would just console your heart, but it. It really went a long way. Like that Milo, it was the best cup of Milo I've had ever. Oh my gosh, yeah. Where's this exposing out here?
The Milo, was there sugar in the Milo?
Oh, there was everything. It was made with love, bro. With love. Love that I'd lost and love. All kinds of love, bro. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in a year, how many times do you have to drink this breakup?
Oh,
Milo?
No. Breakup Milo doesn't exist anymore, bro.
Let's think about last year. How many times did you have to drink breakup Milo?
So I think I had breakup Milo like twice, and that was good.
Twice,
bro.
Man, like, are you the one that gets dumped in the relationship, or do you dump sometimes too?
I'd rather not disclose that information.
Well, we know that twice we've had Milo. So,
look at it this way. As much as I've done a lot of the initiation.
It's okay to love, you know. It's okay not to dump people because you love them and you.
No, bro. No. I'm not that person. Like, I think I can be heartless sometimes, and that's the problem. I think breakup Milo made me console myself and like, Simpiwe, you did the right choice. Don't worry. It's okay.
It is the toughest thing to break up with a chick. Oh, my word.
It's so tough. Oh. I feel like Lesego's got a lot of experience.
Yeah, but like, Lesego, you pretty much the, You got the very robust personality, like you can just bulldoze over
emotion. I feel like,
emotion.
Where's the sugarcoating? Lesego's rugged for years. Lesego, oh my gosh, yes. I'm a nice guy compared to Lesego. Let it be known.
So, Lesego, tell us.
No. Before you even get there, I actually don't want to say. So last week, right? So you guys know I've been shopping around for a place.
Yeah.
Speaking about that ruggedness, that's where I'm going now. It's totally genetic. We're looking for a place. So I found a place in Madrid and I'm like, yo, so my dad was like, okay, no, let me come check it out. See what's happening. So he comes through, he looks at it. It's like, oh, okay, that's a nice place. And then he's also doing the calculations in his head, you know, he's like, okay, there's so much deposit. And then he's like, okay, so you'll be paying off this much monthly. He's like, like, you know, that's a lot of money. Like, what's wrong with you? Just go get a girlfriend and split the bill 50-50.
Yo.
I was like, like, who raised me? Like, why did I come out so well? Like, who are you? He's like, what's wrong with you, man? Just get a girlfriend, split the bill 50-50. Like, what's, like, come on, it makes sense. I was like, alright, cool. So,
let's get real though. Like, as much as you're trying to divert us from the story, let's talk about the ladies in your life and how many hearts you have broken.
No, I am such a nice guy, guys. Funny enough, I can't remember who I was speaking to at work, and this girl was like, Seho, like, you and Pee-wee and Weza, like, you're all single. Like, what's your guys' problem?
That's actually very interesting. And I want to bring it to Weza, actually, because this is the...
I never picked it up until she said it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I never picked it up until she... I was like, wow, you have a point. And I was like, and I feel like the person who instigated all that was Weza.
It was Weza, bro.
It really was Weza.
Remember when we all came together, we were in relationship.
We're in relationship.
Solid relationship.
And then Weza rocks up and he's like, you know what? No, guys, it's me or them. Okay.
Yeah.
So like, you're right. Like, I woke up like this. So make a decision.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a decision.
Because it started with me and then I ended my relationship. And then a few months later, Lesego is single. I was like, buddy, wait. And Wizza is the one guy that doesn't talk about any girl.
Ever.
I've always wondered if this guy's actually in a relationship, but he just doesn't want to tell us.
Like, ever. No, listen, bro. You know what killed it for me? I introduced Wizza. Guys, please listen. I introduced Wizza to a Miss South Africa finalist.
Mm.
She's one of the 12 most beautiful women in the country.
I remember this. And
she is perfect. Her skin is flawless. She has a beautiful smile. She has beautiful hair.
Can I please say the butt? Please, can I
say the butt? Wizza picked out, go for Simpio,
that she has big teeth. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
He is the only person. I never picked it up. I never.
Anna, but Wizza, like, who sees that, bro?
Who sees that? Who?
This is the fussiest guy ever, like.
And then he sends us some pictures, like, oh, God, I think this chick is hot. And I look at this chick, I'm like, you know what? So basically, there's no one in South Africa that looks like this chick. I'm pretty sure she's the only person in the world that looks like
honestly,
her. She didn't look realistic, Simpiwe. She didn't.
She had blue eyes, but she's some black lady.
Not even, she's like black, Latino. Like, yeah, you don't know what's going on. You like.
She doesn't have a nationality.
No, I got it for you. She was Beyonce.
No, but honestly, as much as Wiz is exposing us, Wiz, wait. Tell us about your relationship. What happened to you and your breakups?
What happened to me?
Yes, bro.
Hello back.
Yeah, actually.
What do you mean what happened to me?
Let's put pressure on this man, because every time I ask him, he always beats around the bush. So, Wiz, tell us about,
your breakup. When was it?
When was it, yeah?
How was it?
And were you alright, bro? Did you need break up, Milo?
We interrupt this broadcast for breaking news.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Okay, and we're back.
Oh my gosh, this guy is a fool. No, but Weza, as we've come back from that interruption, I'm not going to leave this, eh? Like, and
we're not dropping it. Like, it's not going anywhere. We're not dropping it for nothing.
Even if we speak about this lady, this mystery lady that broke Weza's heart for the next hour, I'm all right. Weza, tell us about
this. My goodness. Guys, relax.
What's up? We're here.
Yeah, how are you? Broke my heart.
The whole, goodness. The whole world is listening, bro. Listen.
Nobody broke my heart.
You broke another's heart then, clearly.
No, I'm like, no, man.
We're listening so hard, bro.
You know, you're actually making me think of this one friend of mine who said that, you know, she likes to friend zone people.
Uh-huh.
And what happened is, so this guy is coming up to her and it seems like he wants to push friendship or relationship. She doesn't know yet, but it seems like he wants to push friendship. But you know those guys most that want to take the safe route around.
Yeah.
While he's in the beginning, she says to him, you know what? Just before we go too far, I know that you're probably trying to be my friend, which is cool, but whatever happens, just don't fall for me.
Yo.
I was like, yo.
Wow.
Yo.
What?
Okay, Wiza, that was a very...
That was like rough, man.
That was a very nice story, like, Wiza. That's a very nice story.
That was cute. So Wiza, back to business.
I'll talk about my friend zone, my friend zone nation that happened back in my days. So it's actually quite an interesting story because it's kind of real.
It's so real.
So here I was starting the year off as a first year freshman and everything was great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I meet this girl, right? I don't know if I should tell you what her name was. Should I?
Go for it. Why not?
I would love to.
Why not? Go for it.
All right. Let me not mention her real name because like she's married now.
Wow.
Yeah,
bro.
Like, let me get to that.
Okay.
So let's say.
Let's call her Mugabe. Let's go.
Okay. Mugabe is
that's rugged.
Such a turn off. Let's call her Beyonce.
No, let's call her Caitlyn Jenner.
Beyonce.
Let's call her Caitlyn Jenner.
Beyonce.
Good.
Okay, so I mean, here's Beyonce, and I mean, we were actually just good friends, right?
Yeah.
And but like, she's one of those, you know, the most beautiful girl in the faculty, that type of stuff.
Ultimate devastation.
Everyone is like, yo, and I'm that guy that's studying with her. We chilling together, and people are like, yo, bruh, that's your wife. I'm like, guys, come on, relax. I'm just here for school. Guy, that's your wife, bruh. That's your wife.
But
like,
that's the problem.
Like, do you see the way she looks at you? That's your wife. And I'm like, relax. And I carried on being like that, you know, for quite a good time.
Yeah.
And, now what happened is eventually she moved out of Tux and she had to go to TUT, which is a different university,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So she went to TUT because of certain reasons why she couldn't carry on studying. And here she is now. We still like a little bit of contact. Nothing major though. It's just, hey, are you sharp? Good. Thanks. Bye. And then she goes and then she starts being in a relationship with one of the South African soccer players. Like, he's a soccer player for Mzansi. He used to play for Orlando Pirates. Then he went over to overseas. Like, he got paid like something in the million.
Yeah.
You know, those transfers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me carry on. The story is not finished. So we still, you know, good communication, nice vibes. Then, at the beginning, they were just dating. I meet up with her again just when she had graduated. Hey, what happened is I go into the bathroom, right? And with some of my boys, fine, we wash our hands and whatnot. While we're washing our hands, there's this dude that's also washing his hands here. I don't know who the guy is, but my friend, he supports Orlando Pirates, so he knows. So he's like, oh! and then he names this guy's name,
yeah,
which I will not disclose.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, cool.
So he's like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I just walk out. When I walk out, I see her. So I, oh no, he has already walked out. The guy now has already walked out. Then I see Beyonce now. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? What are you doing here? Ah, no, shop, shop. Ah, hug, hug, hug. And then she's like, oh, that's my boyfriend, by the way. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, no, shop. Then when they leave, then the friend of mine tells me who this guy is. It's like, Eva, don't you know who this guy is? Show, show, show. This is this and this and this. I'm like, okay, wait, let's Google this guy. Google the guy, see the transfers. I'm like, oh my gosh. It doesn't even end there. Now, what happens is, fine, she can see that, okay, Weza's, you know, into TV stuff. He's doing voiceovers. He's emceeing and is doing this and that.
Yeah.
So she's like, Weza, I'm going to ask you a big favor. I'm like, what's up? I'm having a traditional wedding on the what? Can you be my MC? I'm like, what? Oh.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the ultimate friend zone.
My word. You know the sad part is, you can't even be angry and overcharge her because he can afford it.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Such disrespect. Yo, though.
Dude. The level.
Such disrespect. I wouldn't date forever.
No, I'd be done.
I'd be done. You know, wait, can I ask a very simple question? Don't judge me. What should cost her? Because I say things about Kosovo women and people are like, no. And I'm like, guys, case study. You guys always prove me right.
No, she was not closer.
Swag, what?
I think her dad might have been closer though, but her mom's, like, no. Her mom is the closer blood. Her dad is not, so she's not closer.
Okay, so basically what happens,
closer
guys.
Blood.
So basically what happens in
closer diva blood that time.
No, but in normal cultures, right, you take your dad's culture. But the thing is, once there's a Xhosa in the family,
it's late
because those genetics override any other genetics. So
we're gonna call her Xhosa. Xhosa for days,
that time.
It's okay, Wizza. So she literally put you in the deepest friend
zone. That was like
the
deepest friend zone I've ever experienced. It's like, you know, like in the swimming pool when there's like a deep side.
Yeah, I know. That was deeper than deep. No, like it was real.
Wow.
It's okay, Wizza.
I understand now, bro.
It's okay, buddy.
I understand. It's all right.
Pat my shoulder.
That's all right, Wizza.
You have us, Braden. You know us. But can I just say, I have, and maybe it's, okay, it's a Lesotho thing, but girls that date soccer players. I can't take them seriously.
It's literally, she goes from like a 15 because of devastation to like a minus 2. That's in my books. Like, you know, hey, bro.
And in my complex, right, where I stay, there's this chick that's dating a soccer player. And I mean, he drives the sickest C63, you know. But, guys, like, how do you maintain a conversation with a South African soccer player?
Hey, bro.
Like, let's be real. Like, I play football. I know those guys, you know, were not into school.
The fact that you call it football just shows that you're tough.
You know? No, but I'm just saying, and it's a serious thing. Like, I'm one of those guys, and Sinfio knows me, like, I can like you, but if there's one thing that ticks me off, I'm totally gone.
Yeah, no, late.
So it goes and be like, oh, yeah, my last boyfriend was a soccer player. And I'm like, done. Friend zone, it's done with you.
Like I said, ladies and gentlemen,
it's over.
Lesotho is rugged for days.
No, but I don't think it's rugged. I think it's just knowing what you want. Wiz, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think Lesotho's got that as like one of his strong qualities.
Yeah.
He just knows exactly what he wants. And then,
direction.
You know, it's either this or nothing. Like,
yeah.
Boom, boom, bam.
You set the terms in minute 2 of meeting a person.
Done.
You said
done. You know, it's another thing. Speaking about, fine. It's a relationship topic. Cool. Another thing that really gets me. What is up with girlfriend allowance? What utter nonsense, what utter stupidity is this girlfriend allowance thing?
I don't understand that. I said it last week.
Yeah.
You went here. There's nothing more sexy than a confident and ambitious black woman.
Oh, damn.
And a confident and ambitious black woman does not need, like, allowance. I don't understand that thing, bro.
I'm at the office. Like,
by the way, point of order.
Going crazy.
On a point of order, we got Kaya, and Kaya says, what's wrong with Xhosa chicks, guys? And
Xhosa chicks are beautiful.
I think they're beautiful as well. Kaya, if you're Xhosa, I think you're beautiful. Because I am Xhosa, and I think all Xhosa girls are beautiful.
Hold it right there.
Not
no.
Just, no. Let's talk about relax. Let the Xhosas right control. No, yeah. Let okay. the Xhosas control the. Just
on
relax.
A point of order, Chief.
Point of order.
Okay, comrade.
You are in the minority party.
No, Kaya, I agree with you. There's nothing wrong with the Xhosa chicks. That there's just some of them, eh?
Okay, but you know,
they need a strong Xhosa man.
Before you defend them. So Kaya, my man, this is my issue.
It's a lady.
You really disrespect.
Wow.
With you,
it's a unisex name. I mean, girls call me a girl all the time, Mr. Hope. It's fine. I'm sorry. Here's the issue, my issue with Xhosa girls. One, they're compulsive liars.
Kimberly has words for you, bro. Yeah.
Kimberly says, lies. Wait, before, I've got a strong party behind me.
Yeah, go for it.
Because Kimberly is saying, no. Lesoko, no. Stop hating on the soccer players. Some of them are very conversational and intelligent and also business-minded as well. So, hey, man. You don't know what you're talking about. And they've got a bracket.
And they wear cavellas.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Listen. We need to just set the rates straight, right? So, soccer players, I love you guys. You guys have the best job in the world. It's all good. Quick question. If we go to YouTube now and you look at the post-game interviews with soccer players... I'm just gonna leave it there.
Yes, but there's messages coming in. Like, I just wanna read Kaya's message as well. She says, I'm an architectural professional, and I think our profession is very profit driven in a sense that these sustainable off the grid houses are for the rich and not focusing on people who need the most, i.e. the poor. Hey, Kaya's going in deep, eh?
Well, I think that might have been from the previous show, bro. Like, it just kinda, you know, it's like the country's going this way, like Gentleman by Choice is going this way, and then your comment is like, "Chups."
So Kaya's very involved at the end of the day. So clearly.
Yeah, that's very good. Kaya is part of the Cliff Central team. Thank you very much, Kaya.
On point.
Yo, and Kimberly is saying, "Lesoko, please lay off the Xhosas," and I agree with her.
I wonder if Kimberly
okay,
is
you know
also
it, you know it, you know it. I'm here now. Cool.
You just
you know
can't
it.
Handle
I just stood up, guys. I just stood up. It's getting real. So basically, here's my issue with Xhosas. Xhosa women, you guys are beautiful. You're beautiful. It's a problem. One, you're beautiful. Two, your sex appeal is through the roof. You can notice when a Xhosa girl walks through the room. But here's my issue.
There are words coming for you.
Here's my issue.
Just be ready. Just be ready. There are words coming for you.
Here's my issue. One, a lot of Xhosa girls I know are compulsive liars, right? One.
Yeah.
Two, they're very deceiving, right?
Oh my goodness.
Three, they will do... Okay, I don't want to use the word gold digger. Oops, I already did. Okay, so four... Four, you guys will literally hunt a man down and... When you find him, you'll keep it. Like, I'm convinced that there's no suitor girl that can take a man away from a Xhosa girl.
But is it not because they know what they want? At the end of the day, a Xhosa girl knows what she wants and she goes after it.
Okay, so basically, a gold digger likes money. So what are you justifying here? What are we saying?
I think you're probably referring to that one ex that broke your heart so bad.
Yeah, she
we'll
broke
get
you,
to
man.
Her. Well, she Palisa, which is, of course, one of the producers here at Cliff Central, just walked into the studio right now.
She's touched.
She has a thing or two to say. Because he's representing.
Hi, everybody.
Yo.
So, speaking from a Xhosa girl's point of view.
Hi, Palisa. How are you?
I'm good.
You look so pretty today.
Thank you. Firstly, as Xhosa women, we are taught to get our own. We are taught to work for it and get it at whatever cost.
Swag.
Go late for when I'm chan.
Secondly, you are falling for the wrong girls. You are attracting the gold diggers. You are attracting the liars. You can't just put Xhosa girls in one
page.
I know.
But like, where did I go wrong, Palisa? Where did I go wrong?
You went wrong with generalizing.
They say you attract what you are.
Yo. Okay. It no, just got real. Well, Palisa just dropped the mic and left. Just like that.
What? Oh, Lord. Levels.
Wow. Done. Okay.
Can I have some water?
Thank you very much.
Does someone need some water?
Wow. Drink some Super M.
You know, when I woke up this morning, I didn't think this was going to happen.
Lesoko was never ready. Lesoko was never.
Wow. Yeah. Well done. Thank you very much, Palisa.
Okay. You know, slow clap of the day, Palisa.
Yeah, like... Well done, Palesa.
Come on! I'm always controversial, but I've never been.
Go she shut you down. You know why she's wait, you know why she shut you down?
Yeah,
it's because she's closer.
Well, Nomac over here is saying, guys, were there any experiences with a black chick that can't speak any Vanak?
Yeah, quite a few times, but I don't think that's a problem necessarily, because at the end of the day, this is a South Africa that we're living in and the times that we're living in, and some people tend to lose their culture.
Yay, listen here, at home. That is not the South Africa you live in.
Hey,
that
Baba.
Is not the 21st century. At home, you are at home.
Yeah.
And now your mom is going to say, what's this?
No, but it depends, guys. Wait, I actually had an argument at work yesterday. Real talk. I'm sorry. I'm so traumatized by Palesa. But cool. This guy at work, okay, let me not name any name, was like, yo, listen, you need to tell us. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what tagazelo is in English. It's like basically describing. It's like almost like a poem that describes your background. So like, I'm Lesego from this place, from this place, from this place, from this place.
So it's like your clan name, sort of.
Yeah, type of vibes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know my Isithakazelo. And he's like, no, but that's a problem. Like, you can't be African. And I was like, no, wait, you're getting it wrong. Times have changed now. Tell me why you know your Isithakazelo. What is it that, why do you need it? What does it mean to you? And just because it means this to you doesn't mean it means that to me. No.
Yeah, but one again, there we go.
You're
getting lost. No, you're both getting lost.
No, Baba.
Point of order.
And the thing is with me, perhaps because I'm still traumatized by Palesa, I don't know. But there are some things that are just not necessary anymore. Like people that go to the graveyard to go speak to their dead relatives.
I don't see the point in that.
I've never seen the point in that.
Yeah.
Like, chap, they're gone, chap. You're on your own. Like, you know, like just fasten your belt and fasten your shoelace and go.
It's actually tough for me to say this, but I actually agree with Lesego. Like, I really do. Lesego, same wavelength, Baba.
We're going to carry on with this. I just want to go back to Kaya.
Yeah.
So firstly, I think she said this before Palesa walked in. She said, no, man, you guys are generalizing. First of all, just before I finish, Kaya, we're not generalizing. Lesego is generalizing.
Yes,
I'm on your side, Kaya. Like, Lesego is the bad guy here.
Now I'm doing close, Kaya.
Exactly. So she says, no, man, you guys are just generalizing. Well, translated, Lesego is just generalizing.
Yeah.
We work hard. We have an opinion and are taught to be very independent. It's not, it's not out. I don't know what that it's not out is, but she's carrying on. Like, it carries on from the previous message. It's not our fault. You guys can't. Okay. It's not our fault. Lesego can't handle us. Drop. And then she also drops the mic.
Down with you.
What's a woman are getting you today, Baba?
Okay. You know it. This is the State of the Nation's address, and this is now the new constitution. Because woman, you're beautiful. You're perfect. You're 100%.
Yes.
Done. Pull up. Stop.
No, because you know why? I actually want to. Because again, it's a bit unfair they were attacking Kosovo women, and it's just because you guys are so gorgeous.
Cool.
But another thing, though. So before I got to this, so let me know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm twisting my chest.
He's turning his back to Palesa.
I'm putting my back to Palesa. So Kosovo women, you're beautiful, yeah. And to be honest, as much as what I said about Kosovo women, realistically, I would probably rather marry. Now I'm Zulu, right? But I'd probably rather marry a Xhosa woman than a Zulu woman. One is because, again, Xhosa women know what they want.
Yes.
So you know, where's it? If you see flames, right? I don't know. Someone cuts your throat and you can't speak.
Yeah.
You know that a Xhosa woman will do whatever it takes to get that crib and sand rest.
Mm.
At the end of the day, if you have kids, most likely the type of woman that would take best care of your kids would be a Xhosa woman.
It's because they're loyal, bro. She's so loyal.
No, but other than that, though, like, they're so aggressive.
She's either not for you or she is full on for you. There's no in between here.
There isn't. And you see, that's the thing. So either she's the devil or she's an angel sent from above.
She's
90% are angels, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm like,
I feel like Lesego,
you've been attracting the 10%, like,
but 10%ers.
10% chicks. Yes, 10% chicks.
You've been attracting the 10%ers.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, I think you guys now know why we're all still single.
Well. No, not really.
Long story short.
Lesak was single because he's rugged.
Yeah.
That's it.
Unemotional, rugged. what are the words to describe this man?
There are no words to describe this guy. He's just Lesejo. He's just being Lesejo, and that's not necessarily a good thing all the time, Lesejo.
Why, guys? I love being Lesejo.
Lesejo is like the black Harvey.
Yeah.
You know Harvey from Suits?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he literally
he's like that.
And that's why Harvey Specter's on his wallpaper on his laptop. I know that. I saw that. We saw that.
That is so awkward. That is so bad.
So, Wesley, tell me, why are you single, though?
Who says I'm single?
Ooh. You see, I told you. Mm-hmm. Mystery girl. I told you that mystery girl. But you see... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a lie though. Where's
yeah, he's single.
I like
single.
To keep them guessing.
Please. Mm-hmm.
So, Wizard, tell us seriously.
Hey, man.
We'll just keep it here. I've already told you.
We'll just keep it here.
Okay, what's your name? Who is she? Where is she from?
First National Bank. How can we help you?
Swag.
Wizard's
all about
beating.
The money.
You know what Wizard's doing is beating. He's beating so hard. Now he's telling me, no, look at the content. This is off topic. Lele's going
to
get angry at us.
Don't care. Lele wants to know.
Lele wants to know also. Look, she's raising her hand in the booth.
So Nomac right here is asking, guys, how about like guys who can't speak Vinec? Are they classified coconuts?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
You know what? Wait, it's just a fine line. It's a fine line.
You know what? What about black guys that can't speak Vanek but are just friends with black guys? What do you call that then?
You know what it is? Okay, so we all went to multi schools, right?
Yeah.
So we were around a lot of white people. So obviously you speak a lot of English.
Yeah.
My issue is there needs to be a balance. So you must know that Lesego you're Zulu, but you know you can speak. You're well spoken, cool. There's a guy at work. Okay, let me not even. I have a problem with black guys that, what do you call that thing when you straighten your hair? You know the girls?
Relax your hair.
Where, yeah, they relax their hair and they start doing funny things. Listen, I know.
So they want to have like white boy hair.
I know it's 2015.
But that's too far, bro.
But some people take it way too far.
Like they do that thing now that, you know, that whole. I don't know who does it, who did it first, like it's the road to freedom and then the hair kind of goes to the side.
So it's like shaved sides and then the side part thing,
Yes. So now there's this new thing where they relax the top of the hair and then they just let it fall to the side and then there's the road to freedom. Well,
for me, a coconut, just to explain what a coconut is a person that doesn't know who they are specifically. They don't know their culture, they don't know their background and it's a black person that thinks they're white. Right. So it's
the things they're white.
Yeah. So like, let's say you know you're Xhosa, you know you're from the Eastern Cape, but you grew up all your life in Gauteng. You know,
I grew up all my life in Gauteng. What would happen is, I mean, I went to an all-African school. Everybody is white. I'm the only black kid in the school. Sometimes maybe I'm one of five or so.
Yeah.
And I mean, at school, I'm speaking Afrikaans. After school, I'm speaking Afrikaans to the friends. You know, when we're playing rugby and stuff.
Yeah.
When I get home, I speak Xhosa.
Exactly.
And, we go to Eastern Cape and I've got relatives there and I speak Xhosa to everybody.
Exactly.
And, I mean, I grew up in Gauteng. But I saw the need to, you know, to learn other languages too. Like not even just Xhosa.
Yeah.
Sotho, Tswana, Pedi, Zulu.
I went the other route, I'll be honest. I grew up in Gauteng most of my life and it was an early stage in my life, so I wasn't really fluent in Xhosa and all of that. But I made the intentional decision to learn my language at the end of the day. So when I'm at home, I speak Xhosa for days. Hello, mamunjani, yo,
ndiyavuyukubona. But it all starts at home, guys.
Mpiwe even has that East London twang. You know, like Xhosas have a twang. There's like the Cape Town twang.
I feel
East
like
London
it's the
PE
twang, bro. The PE.
Yeah, like PE East London.
Yeah,
it's the same.
That's where I'm from.
Ndonina.
Is it the rural twang?
No. The rural guys don't have a twang.
Swag,
the guys, like within Eastern Cape, you get the villagers. Now they don't have a twang, but now the guys that say, "Hey, I went to Eastern Cape. I mean, I went to PE, and maybe to Mthatha, or maybe to Cape Town, Ekapa, and then you come back home. Now you come back with a twang because you know, like you're speaking closer, but you're speaking with an American thing. You know what I'm talking about?
So can I ask that? In that case, can I just ask, was Michael Jackson a coconut? Because he was black and you in white, real quick.
Actually, with Michael Jackson, I think growing up. there was a time where I really looked at him as a white guy that can dance. Like I never
saw thought of it also, yeah.
The black, yeah. I just said, wow, man. Yeah, it's amazing how this white guy can dance so well. And then after a while, like, no, man, but this is a black guy.
Actually, so, I've got a tweet here and it says, it's from Onalina RSA. And she said that I just think Lesejo has just had a horrible experience with a Xhosa girl. I think some girl broke your heart.
Yeah. And then how many girls were have you dated that were Xhosa, Lesejo?
Okay, now let me finish.
I'm sure it's one.
Let me finish because this is gonna be very interesting, right? So, in high school, right, I had a big group of friends. Like, yeah. There was like 15 of us. We were like a crew. And here's the thing: out of the entire crew, I was the only person till today who has never dated a Xhosa girl. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. So you guys know I'm very objective.
So it's your experience. It's your experience. No, it's like your friends.
Exactly. So like I'll see each one of them date a Xhosa girl and literally I'd see the men fall apart. Like I'd see them disintegrate. And I'm like, what? And it would happen literally 15 friends, right? And I mean, Xhosa girls are gorgeous. And then it would happen one after the other, son. Like, just, they kept falling down, and I was like, you know what?
I keep on saying this though. As much as Lesejo is talking about his friends and all that, I've continually told you this, that one day you're gonna marry a Xhosa girl, and you don't realize that.
And
you're
that's just, what scares me.
You're just attracting them, bro. The universe is gonna bring a Xhosa girl that's gonna devastate your life.
Still going back to what, Palisa said, that, it's clear that you attract the wrong ones. Now, how do we address the fact that all your friends also pretty much attracted the wrong ones? Well, one simple phrase. Birds of a feather flock together.
So basically, listen guys, I'm so open to any, listen, if you're closer in Johor, listen, we can make it work. The only issue now is that, you have Lele to compete with.
Yeah, I know.
So,
What do you mean?
Think about it, bro. We have Lele. No, do we really need anyone else?
Why did you just say that? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, what did Lele do for you, bro?
You know?
Lele's a champion.
Are you dating Lele?
Yeah, Lesejo, are you dating Lele?
I tried, but she put me in the friend zone so quick. So quick. She's like,
wait.
What, did,
like,
she invite you, did she invite you to a traditional wedding as well?
No, but wait. On a serious note, Weza, is Lele the mystery girl in your life?
No.
Hey, buddy, hey.
I've Lele. Already said no.
And look at, like, can you switch on Lele's mic, please?
Okay.
Lele.
Yes, Lesejo.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Do you know the gentleman across from me?
Yeah.
Have you had any romantic interactions with this man?
No.
I love
this
the way
guy.
I like how she said that. I like how she said that. Do you remember when Bill Clinton was like, I have not had sexual relations with this woman?
Oh man, like.
Wait,
do you remember when Bill Clinton
was like, weren't you guys asking about Lesejo?
Yeah, Lesejo.
Yeah, he
actually
weren't
asking me anything. They weren't asking me anything.
Yeah, he kind of took it.
Lesejo jumped onto my, where's the mystery girl thing? And he's like, yes, this is my chance.
He's running away.
This is my chance.
Actually his question.
Nganza. You're avoiding the question.
No, but to be honest, as much as Lesejo is avoiding the questions, where's the number one dodger?
I know he is.
I remember the Cliff Central party. We're all chilling. Everybody's asking. I think we were with Fifi with a group of people.
Yeah.
Then one of the girls asked Weza, so Weza, how old are you? She's like, well, what do you think? Then she's like 22, 23, 24, 25. Well, it's one of those numbers.
It's a simple question.
Oh, Weza, are you in a relationship? Well, that's up to you to figure out that.
Come on, man, you're blowing it out of proportion.
Where's it so smooth? And this guy kills me.
And I've been timing, since we asked Where's the question, do you have a girlfriend? He literally took 10 minutes.
Yeah.
To actually get around. I'm looking at the time. He literally took 10 minutes to go around. And I'm like, yo, there's this girl, another story. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at her, I'm like, yeah.
This mystery girl is a devastation. That's why he doesn't want to speak about it. And, Weza, as much as you've delayed, there's not enough time to talk about this mystery girl right now. At least I know what I want. I want devastation. Lesejo needs to find himself before he finds his girl. And Weza, I feel like he's sort of ready because he doesn't want to talk about this.
Beyonce is chilling somewhere, bruh. I'm just going to invite you guys to the traditional wedding.
traditional wedding. And you must make that other girl MC.
I'm gonna make her MC, bro.
Just,
I'll let her husband come play, come do soccer tricks.
This hour, we were supposed to be talking about other things, and we've been focused on past relationships, old flames.
That's been rough.
This is old flame that doesn't exist, who's Xhosa, but doesn't want to tell us about.
How many, you didn't, just give us a number. How many Xhosa girls did you date? Just one. Was it one?
No, I promise you, that's what I'm saying, I haven't.
Dated. You haven't?
Yeah, it's because, but you must understand, 15 friends, so that's a lot of experience that you see, and it's 15 close friends.
Okay, I can say though, I've dated some Xhosa women, and let me just put it this way, there's no such thing as a boring day with a Xhosa woman, there's all
swag.
It's beautiful, there's all kinds of drama. When days are bad, they're really bad, but when days are good, they're amazing. And Lesego, you need to, don't deny yourself, buddy.
Lele, what do you think? I don't know.
You are denying yourself.
Your
swag, what?
You've just been shut down, Baba.
He likes them so much that
they devastate him.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually that's
did
true.
You, what you did?
But you do that though. You're like
Oh my gosh. I can handle it.
Kaya over here says whenever a Zulu guy macks on her in Vanak,
yeah,
she just can't help but think of Mzinwezinsizwa.
Wow.
So like, but dude, the Ntombazana, one more time, okay, so what is this? Sulang a cheese.
Wow.
You're so fresh and long, you're telling it to excuse.
Such disrespect, Kaya.
You know what Kaya did to you right now? She just put you on lockdown in the ultimate friend zone.
No, but you know, I agree with Kaya. I do, and you're right, I'm so deep in the friend zone. But you know, Zulu is not a romantic language. That's the thing. Xhosa, have you heard of a Xhosa girl speak Xhosa?
Sure.
If she's pissed off, where's her? Why didn't you? And she says in Xhosa, it's like, oh, what?
You melt, brother.
Say it again.
say it again. Sing to me.
I'm just gonna leave the dishes the whole week.
But Lesego's right. There's just something about Xhosa people.
Oh, thank you.
My cousin is also devastated by Xhosa people. Yeah, she melts when she hears a Xhosa guy start speaking. So.
It's great. Thank God for being Xhosa. that's what I can say. I thank God for being Xhosa. I thank God for Xhosa woman. Beautiful things. And yeah, man. Lesego, it's okay, Baba. You know what you are? As a Zulu guy, you were, what's that word you always say? Almost, Baba.
No, there's no almost nothing. Listen, let's not, do not disrespect. Yeah, I will bench press this desk. I'm joking. So guys, it's almost time, right, to wrap up. It's been a great show. We were supposed to speak about us, but we diverged well into the devastation of Xhosa women. Basically, this is a Xhosa podcast. That's what we're going to call it. It's a Xhosa podcast. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with us.
I think we should do this again, though. This has been very entertaining. I won't lie.
I think we'll do it again next week. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, Kaya, I see Kaya's probably already going to hit us with another WeChat message pretty soon. Thank you very much for being interactive. Nomac as well. Nomac actually just asking one more question. Mm-hmm. So what really differentiates white guys and black guys? Is it, besides the color and language? I mean, we're talking about coconuts now and this and that.
That's a very deep question.
Let's
not look at the color of their skin or anything, but you as an individual, that's what differentiates you as a person.
So, I mean, if me as an individual differentiates me and I am speaking English all the time, why do I have to be labeled a coconut when I was supposed to be speaking Zulu?
Mm. Yeah. And what's the inverse? What do you call a white guy who just look and you swear is black? Because again, I'll be honest. So
that's a very deep one.
You guys probably know the guy Vaughn the Poet.
Yeah.
That dude is so black. He is just the swag and everything.
He's my home, yeah.
And it's because he's in for, he plays soccer, so obviously he was interacting with a lot of. So that's a very good question. I don't know.
I was trying to think what's black on the outside. Oh, no, but it has to be white on the outside. I always said an Oreo cookie, but the Oreo cookie won't cut it.
But you know what's amazing?
It has to be white on the outside and black on the inside.
But you know what the amazing thing is, guys?
Yeah.
As much as things are not, we can't necessarily differentiate. That's a beautiful thing about South Africa at the end of the day.
Right.
Let's not look at color, you know?
Right.
Let's just be peoples. Let's be peoples in this rainbow nation, right?
Yeah, but you're going to get to Eastern Cape and let's just be people. Good thing.
Hey, good thing.
Come here.
But you need to know who you are at the end of the day. Yeah. A lot of people are going to talk about you, no matter where you go, what you're doing with your life. And if people are shutting you down from your culture, it's all right. You live life on your terms.
You know, I think let's leave this question open-ended. You're right. This is leave it open-ended because there's no right question. So, I mean, listen, let's just carry on this conversation on social media. At CliffCentral.com, at Where's That Guy, at Simpiwe Petros.
On the Facebook page as well. Just go to Facebook group and just search for Gentleman by Choice.
Yeah.
And there you can pretty much share anything and everything, whether you are pretty much starting up something new right now, you're working on something, whether you are whether you just want to share your gym tips and how great how great progress you've made, or maybe even if you just want to put a question and let everyone start discussing. There's about 1,900 of the fantastic tribe of superstar leaders that are going to answer questions, and everyone's just going to get interactive right there. So that's Facebook, and that's Gentlemen by Choice on Facebook as well. All right, gentlemen, it's certainly been an amazing day. Thank you very much for listening. You make this what it is, and gentlemen, thank you very much once again. A tight session.
Definitely a session, I have to say. But this is not the end of it, eh? There's a lot of big things coming up in the coming weeks. And just watch this space at the end of the day, because as much as we didn't get to talk about ourselves, we don't need to talk about ourselves. Our lives will speak for themselves, right?
Exactly. Being unplugged and being in charge as well. It is Weza That Guy.
Lesa Khomapanga.
And Simpiwe Petros.
Signing out. CliffCentral.com.